Blog Talk Radio.
She won't when she will. It's a birthday. It's time to get real. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita? It's a birthday. I'm going to give her flowers while she's still here. It's a birthday. Yeah, yeah. Mi favorita, mi dear. Birthday. It's a birthday. The second day of the month is Black History Month. The second day of the month. And that's her birthday. And you know you can't front. It's also my uncle's birthday. But it's her day today. Let's party right now. My uncle is deceased, but she's still here. She gets some flowers right now. Release. Yeah. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. Always great to see you. And I'm glad that you are here in the chat. And I'm glad that this is the place you chose to be at. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And Emily Dunlap in the house. Said it, Emily. What's going on, Emily? How you feeling, man? Carol Chamberlain, birthday today, y'all. We're going to celebrate that the whole time we on the show. The whole time. It's Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me from you, ma. Always a pleasure to see me from you. You know, you think it won't, when it will. Rita Rez. What's going on, Rita? On the Instagram side. It's good to see you, Rita. How you been, Rita? You know what I mean? So tonight, like I said, we're talking about trouble standards. Trouble standards, baby. Not double standards. This is trouble standards. So we're going to talk about some of the problems that come along with the whole what's good for the goose is good for the gander thing. I mean, I know a lot of us really will take heed to that. I know a lot of us accept that. Well, you violate me, then I should violate you. Or you violate this whole or disrespect this whole relationship between you and I or us and them. But then, you know, you can't say nothing when I do it too. But is that really the case? Just because somebody violates the way you violate it, does that mean that you don't have the right to say nothing about it? Well, you got no rap, but you want to battle. It's like having a boat, but you've got no paddle. Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's, the daily. You'll get him in the show all up in your area. And we're talking about trouble standards tonight on the daily. So welcome to the DG. Welcome to the DG show, y'all. Appreciate y'all coming through. Y'all could have been anywhere else on the internet, but y'all chose to, you know, come over here, stop by here for a little while. And I appreciate that. We're going to get it popping up. Hopefully y'all hang around for the whole time, because we're going to talk about this whole trouble standards thing. Double standards. No, this is trouble standards. So, you have to admit that there are some pitfalls. There are some issues that can arise when we look at the whole situation that we may be experiencing as what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You do it, I do it. I'm only as faithful as you are. So you don't want to be faithful, I don't need to be faithful. You don't want to be loyal, I don't need to be loyal. You don't want to be respectful, I don't want to be respectful. The thing is, when you look at this whole situation, just because somebody does, well, let me put it this way. We have to remember that the only reason that we are even feeling this way is because somebody did something that we don't like. They're doing something that is not only unfair, but it's something that we don't like. We don't appreciate. We're not feeling it. So if we choose to do what they did to us, we're only doing it because we want them to feel the way that we felt. But is that the way that we really want things to go out? Is that the way we want things to play out? Is that the way we want things to continue? That's not a good path. It doesn't sound like the gateway to a healthy relationship if the two of y'all are constantly retaliating against each other. But some people live that life. They bout that life all day, every day. Like, I get a motherfucker back. I get a bitch back. I get it. I do. I get it. What's going on? Dana Dane is all up in the house. Cherry, Dana Dane. It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. What's going on, Dana Dane? How you feeling? Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Minute Show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, so we're talking about trouble standards. What do y'all know about trouble standards? What do you know about you having a man or a woman or being in a situation where you don't necessarily have to be in a romantic relationship, but you are in a relationship where y'all have a relationship and one person is violating the relationship? So you say, all right, well, all right. You want to play that way? I would normally play another way. But if you want to play that way, I'll show you that I can play that way too. So it's like, all right, I can show you better than I can tell you. Or, now you want to see how it feels to get a taste of your own medicine, a dose of your own medicine. You made your bed, now lie in it. Like, if somebody did that to you, you wouldn't like it now, will you? And I'm going to show you just how bad or how much you would not like somebody to do what you just did or what you're trying to do. Men and women get into this type of situation all the time. When men, sometimes men get a little out of pocket in a relationship and they start testing the bounds of what they may deem acceptable by the woman. So let's say, let's start on a personal level. Like, let's say you dealing with somebody who flirts a lot and you're not a flirter. Like, you ain't into all of that. Once you are with your man or your woman or whatever, you know, you keep it tall. You're not the type to be all up in nobody else's face or inviting anybody else to come into your own space. So you may cut off the rest of the world. Like, I don't think it's a good thing for me to be having niggas come in my inbox or having chicks come in my inbox or be entertaining them, talking to them, you know, keeping in touch with exes and things like that. Maybe you don't indulge in that sort of thing. So not only does it reduce your potential to be tempted to do something that may violate the one that you love, but it may also make other people lose respect for the relationship that you have with your man or your woman. And, you know how things go from there. But maybe your partner, your man, your woman, your spouse, your husband, your wife, your significant other, your side joint, you know what I mean? Let's say they say, well, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with doing this, and this is totally innocent, and it may be something that you don't like, though. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if you're a woman and your man gets a lot of calls from females and it's not business related, you might not like that shit. Like, what's going on? How come every time me and you together, your phone blowing up and all of that kind of stuff, and, you know, you can't talk, and what's up? You may not indulge in that type of behavior, but they do. So they give you the type of excuse like, oh, that ain't about nothing and blah, blah, blah. Plus, you shouldn't be all jealous and, you know, like blah, 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 blah. Now, you may have tried to keep your calm about this situation because you're like, okay, well, tell you what, I'm going to wait and see. Maybe it is innocent. Maybe there's nothing to it. Maybe I'm just tripping because of past experiences that I had. Or maybe I just don't like that sort of thing because I've been raised to believe and conduct myself in a certain type of way. And I can't expect everybody to feel exactly the way that I feel, do what I do. So you sit back and chill and you just watch the whole thing. But you notice that they're not even taking your feelings into consideration. They know that you don't like certain things or certain things are raising an eyebrow with you or whatever, but they out there and they keep doing it. They keep doing it. And they're starting to get a little blatant with it. They're starting to get a little ignorant with it. They're starting to get a little sloppy with it. They're starting to get a little bit too comfortable. Now, you gave them a chance. You gave them a chance to take, you know, your suggestions or your feelings into consideration, and they decided not to do it. What's going on, Sucre Jetoi? Or Sucre JTX? Sucre JTX. What's going on, man? How you feeling? So you've given them a chance to try to get, you know, try to take your feelings into consideration, and they haven't done it yet. They've decided to just keep on doing whatever it is that they're doing, and, you know, and totally disregard the way that you feel. So you say, okay. Now, you might, let's say that you're a woman and, you know, you got the bow and the boom, boom and the bow. Or is it the boom and the bow and the boom, boom with the bow, bow, boom, boom, bam, bam, bam. Yeah, plus you got the face, you got the personality, you got that shit that make motherfuckers talk. And look, when you walk down the street and, you know, hey, yo, shorty, you know, listen, you know you got that. You was built with that. Why do you think your man chose you? So you know that he's not going to like it when men start showing you all of the attention the same way that he did when y'all got together. He knows your worth to other men, but he's acting like he's just trying to concentrate on whatever he has going on, and he's not taking how you feel into consideration. So you say, all right, I got you, homie. So you create a situation where you have to remind him of what he has. Simply put, you show him that other men really be all up on your top, and he's going to get a bird's eye view of it this time. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? You play that way, I can play that way, right? Okay. Now, is that a good situation? Is that a good scenario? Is that a good way to be? Because remember, you didn't like what he was doing, but you're trying to show him that what you are doing to another person can be done to you. The violations that you display on somebody else can be displayed right there to you, on you, against you. So now it's like, now hold on. Standards? No, trouble standards. Because, of course, he's going to say to you, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Not feeling that. Nah, because, well, you already knew that the people that was calling me or whatever, you know, I knew them from a long time ago and blah, 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 blah. So I should be able to carry on those relationships or whatever, or those contacts. They're not even relationships. They're just contacts. But you got new people calling you or whatever. You don't know them niggas. You know how niggas is. You don't know them niggas. You don't give them niggas. Them niggas. What you doing with them niggas? You don't be messing with them. Why are you with them niggas? And he may feel like he should be able to keep doing what he's doing, but you need to stop doing what you're doing. Yeah. So that's trouble standards, because as he keeps doing what he's doing and expecting you not to do something else, that's going to cause a rift. A rift is already there. Y'all been riffing. But now it's like a rift in the relationship is actually going to cause bad blood now. Because one side says, no, I should be able to do it. You shouldn't be able to do it. Now, it's a slippery slope, because personally, I don't believe that men and women should be able to do the same things. I mean, if I believe that men and women should be pretty much the same, then I would involve myself with a stud. Like, why not? Get me a stud that likes men. No, give me a stud that likes dick. That way, we pretty much the same, right? Like, at the end of the day, even though me and her have the same I'm haircut and build, she's still a woman. Right? No. A man probably doesn't want his woman to do the same things that he's done. He definitely doesn't want her to have done the same things that he has done. Where the opposite sex is concerned, men say all of that shit like they can get past certain behaviors that a woman may have displayed in her younger years or her lost years or whatever. But it ain't all that true. It's true to some. Some can take it. Some can take more than others. Some can take more than others, but no man wants a hoe straight up and down. And the truth of the matter is, he may have been that hoe that he don't want his woman to be. It's trouble standards, baby. It's trouble standards. A man can deal with what he doesn't know or what he hasn't seen. He can easily deal with what he hasn't seen. That's the crazy twice it. You lost me at stud. I meant to lose you at stud. Because I would be lost with a stud. Like, what the fuck? If I can be attracted to a stud, guess what that means about me? Come on. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. We not playing them type games.
But you know.
Trouble standards. It's going to cause trouble. The trouble is already there. One person may just be playing it down while the other person is pretty much accepting or taking the abuse. What's going on? Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, my good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. Robbie Rob, my big sis, is that you too? Oh, yes, it is. Good to see you. No doubt, y'all. Thanks for coming on out, y'all. Okay. Annette Davis says, people do that because they're just plain selfish. Okay, that's true. But here's the problem. They're selfish, but now you're trying to duplicate their selfishness. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? It's not going to be as easy for you to do to them what they did to you, because you're probably only planning on doing it once to them. They weren't doing it just once to you. They made what they're doing to you a pattern. They made what they're doing to you a system. They made the way that they are doing you their way. That's them. And they want to get you on board with it. Like, all right, well, I'm saying though, I give you everything else, so why can't I have this? Like, yo, I make sure that they're paid. I even cleaned up the crib. I even paid for a maid. I made sure I took you out in the shade. You know, we was at the beach. It was actually quite sunny, and I made sure that I paid all the money. You ain't have to worry about nothing, you and your kids. I made sure that I took care of you when I came home from a bed, and I'm holding it down. I ain't no clown, so I should be able to fuck around just a little bit. And a lot of dudes feel that way. Like, well, you know what I mean? I handle my business in every other way. Why shouldn't I be able to do this? Why you want to try to do that? That ain't for you. This is for me. Not taking into consideration that what they are saying is for them is not for them in the eyes of the other. So these are things that can come up in a relationship, and these are the things, the very things that can wind you up in divorce court. Mr. McIntyre. Like, judge, why did you have to bang the gavel? I ain't even in here yelling. Mr. McIntyre. You fuck around, be the first litigant to go to jail because of contempt in divorce court. I know, judge. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you give me the impression that you already on the spouse side. We ain't even married. This is divorce court, you know what I mean, with Judge Face and shit, you know, some old, you know, before your vows shit. She brought me here so we can get the five out. She brought me here so we could, you know, work out this relationship and see if we have a future. And you banging gavels. What you banging gavels for? Judge, jury, and execution ass niggas. It could be a real problem. It's a real problem. Sucre says they're really trying to get their attention. Disrespect can be earned too. Ooh, shit. Disrespect can be earned too. Sometimes shows up as a retaliation. I feel you on that. I really do. That's real shit, too. It's very real. That's very real. So, like I was saying to Annette, you're probably not built to disrespect somebody on a regular basis and still be with them like it's sweet. You might not be built for that. Most of us retaliate against somebody to try to end their selfish or sickening or ridiculous behavior. We want to do one thing to end the bullshit. The problem is that's why it doesn't work. That's why the double standards turned into trouble standards, because we can't do what they do. And one shot is not going to change their system. You understand what I'm saying? Like, just like if you go to court, just because you won one case is not going to change the whole legal system. It don't work that way. You might have got off on a loophole. They spelled your name wrong. Had to throw this shit out. You was guilty of sin. But they spelled your name wrong. Your lawyer peeped it. Hey, that's not my client. What you mean it's not your client? We got your client on video and everything. Yeah, I don't know who you have on video. He looks like my client, but it's evidently a case of mistaken identity. Well, how do you figure that, counsel? Oh, because this person right here, name is McIntyre, but it's spelled M-A-C. I-N-T-I-R-E. I don't know who that is. Can somebody tell me who Omar McIntyre is? I don't know who that is. Not that name. That must be somebody's cousin. Matter of fact, that's probably the person y'all got on video. Because it's not my client. This is the way you spell my client's last name. M-C, capital I-N-T-Y-R-E. Y'all spelled his name wrong. Your Honor, I move to strike this entire entire testimony and dismiss this case. My client is not in this courtroom. The defendant for this trial is not in the defendant in this trial is not present. But my client is, and he's innocent. Totally innocent. And guess what? They would have to throw that out. So it's the same situation. It's the same situation with you. You're not going to change the whole system or the way that somebody else does something by getting them back in the same way that they got you back. These are trouble standards. You're going to have to either let them live or find a real way to get them to conduct themselves in a way that y'all can have a more harmonious relationship. Because this ain't it. This ain't it, dog. This ain't it. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Do you underdig? All right, man. All right. It's crazy too. I said, if I get to the point of disrespect, the love is gone. That's what I'm saying. Right on, sister. Now, on some real shit. That's real right there. Because when you get to a point where you feel like retaliation is your only recourse against somebody, then you ain't where you need to be at all. You wanna be in a relationship where all y'all are doing is going back and forth each other against each other? That sound all right to you? You with that? That's good. That's good. Hey, yo, that's good. Levels is good. Levels is good. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Cherry says, you train me how to treat you. But if it's too crazy, I exit the situation. I don't need to match your crazy. I don't do tit for tat. I hear you on that. I hear you on that. Now, like, you might need to let somebody know your strength. Like, you might have to go upside somebody's head. But you expect to go upside somebody's head one time. You ain't expecting to have to go upside somebody's head every time that there's a little problem. Like, oh, so on a regular basis, I got to go upside your head. Oh. What's up, Will Horn? Good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming through, Will Horn and Stacey Yvette White. Holding it down for the D all day, every day, 24/7. Word up. Thanks for coming out. Robbie Ming says, okay, wait, hold on. And then David says, I'm not playing those reindeer games with nobody. Hold on, Rudolph or Prancer and Dancer and Donner and Vixen and, you know what I'm saying? What you talking about these reindeer games? What you talking about? It ain't even that part of winter yet. You can't say that after the new year. You got to say that before. What you do? Nah, but I see what you're saying. It's not a good way to be. And that's why we call these trouble standards. Because if somebody tells you something that they don't like and you continue to do the exact same thing that they told you that they didn't like, and you don't want them to do the same thing to you in any form or fashion, then that is a trouble standard. It's a double standard, like I can and you can't. Like, well, you know, I mean, think about it. You wear skirts and dresses. I can't do that shit. Like, if we move to Ireland or Scotland, you can do it. It won't be called a skirt or a dress, but it'll be called a kilt. And it works the same way. Look, I'll get you a nice pleated kilt. You be looking like Rowdy Roddy Piper out this bitch. Rest in peace, Rowdy Roddy Piper. In the glory days of the WWF. But seriously. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. There are certain things that men and women should not try to do together. We don't need everything to be equal. I don't need anything in my life to be equal. I just needed to be fair. And I try to be fair. Let me tell it, I'm always fair. That might not be all the way true. You know what I mean? But I never scored 100 on a test in my life. So why should I try to, you know, at least I'm consistent. I can get up in the 90s and, you know what I'm saying, still. You know. An A is an A. What you talking about? What are you talking about? Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. And share the show. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you want to call into the show, y'all know y'all can call into the show. Because y'all might want to get y'all shit off about this tonight. Because I know some of y'all women probably sitting in the background like, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. Yo, I could anytime my man do something ill, I could do something that's way iller. And he going to feel it. I've heard women say it. Just like a man can cheat, a woman can cheat. Just like he can fuck every chick out there that he's seeing, like, a woman can do it too. Okay. I see what you're saying. You say that you can do it, but a man can do that and still feel good about himself. I'm not so sure a woman can go out there and put herself out there that way and still feel good about herself. Now, you might ask, well, what about prostitutes? Name me a prostitute that felt good about herself. I mean, just because somebody say that they feel good about what they do, or like strippers and shit, you know, like you talking about, I'm making all this money. Think about it. That's the whole validation, the money. But let me ask the rest of y'all out there. If it was so easy to do that stripper shit, if it was so mentally and emotionally easy, why don't every girl with a fat ass, big titties, pretty face, nice legs and all of that shit, why don't they go and do that? Why don't they let women, I mean, why don't they go out there and night after night, night in and night out, let men, you know, finger pop them, feel on their titties, suck all on them, and feel all on their nasty ass COVID-19 ass hands? Why don't they do that? The reason that they don't do it is because they know that they got to go home with the feeling that they just fucking let people violate them. They know that night in and night out, you already have regular things in your life that you don't feel good about with yourself. You be going to be goddamn if you compound that with the fact that you are out here acting like a hoe. The sex industry is not sweet like that. Sure, I watch pornos. I don't like going to the strip club. I'm not wasting my money just for a hard dick. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I can get a hard dick for free. You know what I mean? But I mean, totally free. I'm not going to a fucking strip club and paying all this money for nothing. Of course, most dudes that go to strip club, they like the trick and all that kind. But anyway, bottom line is, it's not easy to go out and do that. So let's say you know for a fact that your man fucked three chicks that you are aware of. Do you have the heart to go out there and fuck three dudes? Even if your man don't find out, do you have what it takes? Because that might not be the path that you want to be on. Like, I ain't really like doing it like that when I was 17. Here I am 47, and I don't know. This ain't it. This ain't it.
You know.
So it's trouble standards. Yeah. He can do the things that he does and actually and sleep like a baby at night and feel good about himself. You may not be able to get that type of rest. Just might not be able to do it.
So Craig says, plenty of women do it. Yep, they sure do.
But can do plenty of women live with it? That's the question. We can do anything. Can we live with ourselves after we do it? That's the question that you really have to answer.
Will Horn says, women can do it better.
Can cheat better. Yeah, they can cheat better. But the fact that they declare that they can cheat better just means that they keep it on the low better. Some women don't even keep it on the low. You know, they want their man to find out because they really don't want to be out there doing that shit. So just like men use women, women use men too. Like, well, I'm a fuck this nigga. I like the nigga, but I really love my man. So, you know, like, I'm a mistakenly leave my phone out with the board text message right there so my man can see it. You know, it's like a cry for help. It's like a suicide note. Like, I'm gonna write this note before I ever thought about committing suicide. So hopefully somebody will see it and I'll get the help that I require.
Sukure says, women do it all the time.
Okay.
Women don't think the way girls do.
All women are girls inside.
You got to be one before you you become the other. One teaches the other. You have to become one before you become the other. All women are girls inside. You see some of the immature shit that y'all say and do? What are you kidding me? Women don't think the way girls do.
Meh. What?
Yes, women do it all the time.
Okay.
Depends on how attached you are to any of the men.
Well, my point is, how attached are you to the man that you're cheating on? Because if you're not attached to that man in the first place, then there are really no double standards because you ain't really in this thing anyway.
I don't know.
We can agree differently. See, I don't say we can agree to disagree because everybody agrees with me. I say we can agree differently. We can agree differently. Or we can agree separately. We can do that.
Annette Davis says, you're broadcasting a little blurry.
I don't know. Looks clear on my end, but I can't see it on your side. I don't know. Do I look blurry to any of y'all? Let me know.
My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. That's up, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. You know how we are, and you know how we do. Word. The disrespect being earned is real. That's up there with being made a fool of, and that was proven fatal throughout time. That has proven fatal throughout time. What up, everyone? That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Ansel Jones says, being right all the time ain't fun. Where's the challenge?
I don't know. I think I could live with being right all the time. I'm not, but fuck it, I'd give it a shot.
Robbie Main says, nope.
Just because he did it doesn't mean I'm going to do it. My conscience will get the best of me. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Honestly, if a woman could go out there and fuck, you know, 10 dudes just because a man fucked 3, Like, forget about the fact that she on some hoe shit. How about the fact that she just doesn't make good use of her time and energy?
I wouldn't want to be associated with that. Like, you know, we could be like getting money or something. But you out there proving a sexual point. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could deal with a used to be hoe. I can't deal with a current hoe. Like. You like a born again hoe Christian? You know, like you a born again Christian. Like you washed away all your sins or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're a new person with new spirituality, a look on life. You're starting a new spiritual journey. You are walking with the Lord. You starting a new hoe journey? That's what you want to do? You a born-again hoe? Right. You should have shot that other. You should have shot the previous hoe dead. How you going to resurrect? How you resurrect a new hoe? I mean, how you resurrect a dead hoe? Like, does that happen around Easter time? I'm just asking.
Okay.
Cherry says, I'm not a man. I don't do what men do. Makes sense to me. And then he says, agree to disagree. What does that really mean? That's like how people settle an argument that's going nowhere. But like I said, I say we can agree separately. We can agree differently. Because we don't disagree on everything. We just disagree on a little ideology. We may agree that we're not right at the same time. One of us has to concede. But since we're not going to do that right now, we agree separately. Cherry asks, It is cheating when you're married or on your way to be.
Okay. Let me see. All right, wait a minute.
Will Horn says, yeah, but women make different decisions than girls. The girls train the women, though. Women don't train girls. Well, they do. Older women train girls. But the girl inside of you train the woman inside of you. Have a little respect. The boy inside of me trained the man inside of me. The boy inside of me was the one that took all of the bumps and bruises. That was the one that had to search through the dark. The boy inside of me had to be the one to get his feelings hurt, had to retaliate, come back, make amends, apologize. The boy in me got fucked up. The boy in me had to learn how to form alliances. Not the man in me. The boy in me did all the work. Have a little respect for the boy in me. Have a little respect for the girl in you. And men and women, adult men and women, make mistakes. And I tell you what, the mistakes that adult men and women make feel a lot worse than the mistakes that we made when we were boys and girls. Because at least when we were boys and girls, we had the excuse of inexperience and youth on our side. What your grown ass got to say about that? Your grown ass is like, hold up. You were supposed to know better with your grown ass. But guess what? Grown people don't know everything. They got to learn too. And every time you learn something, you are reincarnating the girl, the young girl, or the young man in you. The girl or the young boy in you, I should say. When you don't know something, you're a baby in that. When you are inexperienced, you are an infant in that. You're in your infancy stages. You got to learn. You got to grow. You have to experience. You don't put a seed in the ground today and get a tree tomorrow. One of these tomorrows, decades of years later, you get a very large and strong tree. But it ain't going to happen in 5 or 10 years. Not going to happen. See, Craig says, that's only if you know about it. Okay. Most females ain't volunteering that info. Here's the thing, Sucre GTX. It doesn't matter what you tell anybody about yourself. You can live with your own personal hell all you want to. But that'll be the shit that makes you take a whole bottle of pills or get that 9mm 40-ounce or 40 cal or 45 out of the drawer and bang yourself. And so it's worse when some things are worse when nobody knows what you did. Because that means that nobody else can tell you that it's all right. Nobody else can coach you through it. Nobody else can make you feel all right about it. Unless you are just pure evil like that of a serial killer, where evil makes you feel good and you have to keep it secret because you got bodies out there. But I ain't right about everything. I mean, I just have a certain perspective. You have your own perspective, and you could very well be correct in your perspective. But I just offer a different perspective. She says, most females, not taught, but learn to become the woman. At 18, you're eligible to go into the army, or should I say the military. You're able to stand trial as an adult and go to jail for the rest of your life. That's whether you mature or not. You may have never seen the West Coast, but you might see the inside of a cell for the rest of your life. So, no. But when we talk about trouble standards, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. How many of y'all live by that, though? I mean, how many of y'all consider that to be a good mantra? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I can guarantee you that some people don't even know what that means. We may know how to use it, but we may not actually know what it means. I mean, but we're going to fix all that. Yeah, we're going to fix all that. We will fix all that, son. Hold on. What does what's good for the goose is good for the gander mean?
According to Merriam-Webster.com, definition of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Used to say that one person or situation should be treated the same way that another person or situation is treated if he can go out with his friends at night, then she should be able to too. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay. So one of the examples that they use is that if a man if he can go out with his friends at night, she should be able to do it too, right? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Okay. Well, what if he goes out at night? Because that's part of his job. It may not be all of his job, but maybe it's his job to interact and mingle with clients and whatever in order to try to generate business for his job. And maybe she has a prior drug problem. So when she goes out, the temptation for her to start getting high or drunk or abuse substances is high. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Fair is fair. He goes out at night. She should be able to go out at night. Right? Right? I mean, you know. I'm just saying, that's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. See or no? See? No? No? See? Huh? Okay. She said, no, you said that the girl taught the woman That's what I'm referring to. Yeah. But the girl in you did teach the woman in you. She came first. There's no way the woman in you could have taught the girl in you. There's no way that can happen. By the way, if you've called into the show and you want to speak, you have to press number one. If you press number one, that'll let me know that you would like to speak. And then I'll get you on up in here. You know, you can speak your piece. Y'all know this is a totally uncensored show. You can say it how you want it, how you mean it, how you feel it. Express your passion in any form or fashion. As a matter of fact, let's put it down. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. We are talking about trouble standards tonight. Trouble standards tonight. Express your passion in any form or fashion. No censorship all up in here. You want to scream, you want to yell, you want to holler, do that shit. You don't even have to pay a dollar. You want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you could do it right here. Just show a little respect. Not even a whole lot. Just a little bit. Press number one and let me know that you are ready to get it popping, get it shaking up in here. Okay. So, yeah, how many of y'all subscribe to that? To that type of thinking. Like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the goose is good for the... Listen, if you do certain foul shit to me, I don't want to do that to you. So what's good for this gander is not going to be good for the goose. Or should I say, what's good for that goose ain't good for this gander. Like, no, I'm not doing that shit. Matter of fact, if you don't stop that shit you doing, I'm going to holler back. Like, as simple as that. Yeah, you know I mean, you know, trouble standards my ass. It's really disrespect. Now, you signed up to be disrespected, that's one thing. You ain't with all of that, you got to make a move. Make a move, show and prove. I got $1. Okay. 319-527-6199. Wait a minute. I said it don't cost a dollar. God damn it. I could have made some money. All right. Resetting your device. Robbie Mink says, no, I have my glasses on. You don't look blurry. Okay. And so says the show is in HD. We made it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yesterday, we did have a little problem with the mic because I had the microphone, the part that you actually speak in, which is this side, I had it turned the other way. So we was getting the back. So y'all should hear me real close. Y'all should hear me real good when I get up to the mic like that. Not to you Instagram people because y'all using the phone mic. But on YouTube, y'all should hear me real close when I get up to the mic just like that. You know what I'm saying? Skiddly D, wow. Y'all hear different? Like it's real close? Skiddly D. Wow, wow, wow. Huh? Huh? Sukure says, I don't, but I will act accordingly. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. But yeah, you know, like in a relationship between two people or in a relationship between two factions of people, one of the most destructive things that you can get into is going back and forth against each other, you know, trying to get back at each other. Like, to me, it's really a waste of time. It's really a waste of energy. And it shows a lot of aspects of an unhealthy situation. And I don't really like to be in no unhealthy situations and shit. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I don't want to be in another situation that makes me emotionally unstable or emotionally unhealthy. It's bad enough that the pandemic might be doing just that. Just that. So imagine, and some of y'all have probably already been there, imagine being in a situation where you feel like you have to get back at your partner all the time. Like you always have to strike back at him. Like you always have to retaliate against him. You always have to get revenge at him. I mean, revenge on them. You always have to teach them a lesson. You always have to listen. If you have to continually teach your man or your woman lesson after lesson after lesson, you ain't really teaching them shit. They ain't learning it. Has anybody here ever revenge cheated? Well, you cheated on me. I found out about it, so I cheated on you. Now, how does that make you feel better? Doesn't make no sense to me. You cheat. Listen, as a cheater, I know that you cheat because you cheat. You don't cheat because you got your feelings hurt. It's a whole different character flaw. Don't work that way. So you could wind up hurting yourself more than you are trying to hurt the other person. It's more like personal collateral damage. Personal collateral damage. And that's just not where you want to be. It's just a tough situation to be in when you are supposed to be loving somebody, but you got to basically be against them to love them. I don't know. That doesn't sound like the type of love that I would want to be associated with. That doesn't sound like the type of situation or the type of emotions that I would want to be a part of. I don't know. It just don't sound like a good thing. So the whole "was good for the goose is good for the gander" thing, I don't know. But going back to what I was talking about earlier, like I said, if you got, let's say the man, he goes out at night, he carouses, whatever. He may even go out and drink or whatever while he's chilling with these clients or whatever. But you used to have a drug problem, a serious drug problem. You might be, you know, one of those NA, you know, Narcotics Anonymous, one day at a time. Recovery addicts. So going out at night is not going to be, that's not what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That ain't a good look. It's not a good look for you. So could I say, yes, because I have PTSD dealing with this pandemic. I understand. It's not really cheating if you're already in, if you're already the side chick. Side chicks can't cheat. Shit, they get accused of it all the time. Let the old head sugar daddy come to the crib on a Friday night, on pay Friday night, and the chicken ain't fried and the bath water ain't drawn. Like, what the fuck we got going on here? What you mean? You ain't home yet. Your whole job. I'm over here bringing money. Or let your old head sugar daddy come to your crib, and all of a sudden, or way too many times, your brother or your cousin be over there. Your cousin, is your cousin? Yeah, that's my cousin. Oh, that's your cousin. Okay. That's your cousin. Yeah, that's my cousin. Okay. It's your cousin. Yeah, it's my cousin. Not, it ain't sweet like that. Ansel says you can't bench a player that's not on the roster. Sure can't. You sure can't. However, we do have a practice squad, and you can sign somebody off waivers. And then David says never revenge cheated on anyone, but every relationship I've been in, I've learned a valuable lesson. Life will teach you those. Will Horn says, Where the sugar daddies at? I need one. I guess we all kind of need one. I don't know. But a sugar daddy, listen, there's a reason why some women always seem to get sugar daddies. You got to be built for that. Y'all defiant ass, I can still do this myself, or you know, like, I don't feel like I should have to be at your every beck and call. Y'all not ready for no sugar daddy. Y'all don't understand how this shit go. In order to have a sugar daddy, you got to be submissive. He coming through with the sole purpose of providing for you. You want to have your nose in the air, give him your ass to kiss. It don't work that way. That nigga might be impotent. He can't even fuck, but he coming through with the dough and you acting silly. Well, I'm saying, you know, I mean, I know he helping out. He give me a couple of dollars and all of that, but I don't see why I have to. No, you ain't ready for no sugar daddy. Let it go. Let it go, Ma. You too independent for a sugar daddy. Sugar daddies and sugar mamas are for the needy and dependent. Needy and dependent and humble. You want this money? You bow the fuck down. Literally. You know, like, I'm talking literally, like, yes, 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 I will have the chicken fried on Friday night when you come. I will have your bathwater drawn. Yes. I will have the oils heated. Some very hot oils, baby. Yeah. Yes. He's a Chris. Sugar daddy just want company and an occasional hand job. I've heard. You know what I mean? But you can't be ridiculing and making your sugar daddy feel bad. That nigga, what? He might be past retirement age. That motherfucker coming through with his pension and SSI check, and you acting what? Yo, pull your titty out and let that motherfucker feel it. It don't matter that nothing gonna happen with him. Nothing might not go on down here. But you just make sure that he feels it here. Same thing with sugar mamas. Only thing is, sugar mamas like to fuck all the time. Yeah, you get this. You know, dudes that get sugar mamas, it ain't sweet like that. Sugar mama, you gonna give up some ass on a regular basis. Sugar mamas don't be old. Sugar mamas be like in their 40s and 50s. They're like, nah, you gonna come through here and, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. That's why sugar mamas always go real young. You know, these so-called cougars. Oh, now, these dudes in their 40s and 50s, they dick don't even get hard no more. I'm like, look, ho, I'm sure if you came up with the right amount, that dick would get hard. You understand what I'm talking about, kitty? You know, cougar. Yeah, kitty. You come through with enough cream, that dick gonna get hard. You come through with enough money, it's gonna stay hard too. Okay. Cherry says, sugar daddies take a lot of work. Oh, they take a lot of work? Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is be nice. And if you're the type of person that has to remember to be nice in the first place, yeah, you ain't ready for a sugar daddy. You ain't ready. All you got to do is tease them a little. I don't know. A nigga dropping hundreds of dollars on you, potentially thousands. You might have to do more than tease a little bit. Just know that whatever happens, you got to be with it. Bottom line, you got to be ready and willing. Warm hands and all.
Will Horn says, "Oh, now I could do a mean hand job."
Yeah, I got tripping. Yeah, but hey, it is what it is, and it goes down the way it goes down. Bottom line is, we talk about what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't think that men and women need to practice the same behavior, especially if it's reckless behavior, especially if it's disrespectful behavior, especially if it's behavior that's not conducive to being in a healthy relationship that's reinforcing and that will make you feel good about yourself and about the situation that you're in and the other person. That's not a good look. It's just not a good look. Trouble standards, baby. If I can do it, well, I can do it. You can't do it. But it's causing trouble. I can do it. You can't do it. But it's going to be trouble. Hey, JJ, we in trouble. JJ, we in trouble. I mean, we in trouble. Yeah. But it's going to be all right, man. I mean, we live and we learn, though. Right? We live and we learn. It's not always going to be a situation where you're going to get things right the first time. And when you're in a relationship with anybody, you have to expect that you're going to teach things, you're going to learn things. You're not going to have it right all the time. You're not going to be the one that gets it right all the time, and you're not going to be the one that's always in the drive. But now I got to go. So Blog Talk, I holler back at y'all. You have a good night. Peace. See y'all tomorrow, 7 o'clock. All right. So that's that.
What the hell?